Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church, with another slice of fresh bread. We get started now in John chapter 1, in verses 29 through 34. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him. The "he" refers to John the Baptist. "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." Last week we began in the Gospel of John this marvelous biography of the life of Jesus, very selectively put together under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Verses 1 through 5 introduces with clarity who Jesus is, the Son of God, who is the Word of God, fulfilling the promises of God by the grace of God to save sinners for the glory of God. But his ministry is preceded by a man. His name is John. And John identifies himself in verses 6 through 8. "I was sent from God, but I'm not God. I've been called of God, and my job is to bear witness about Jesus Christ, who is the light of the glory of God." He makes it very clear, "I'm not the light, but I've come to bear witness of the light." And then he speaks of Jesus as the true light. He then sums up the glory of Jesus in this magnificent verse of the Gospel of John. "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth." And then he declares, "This is the one." Now, all of this is taking place after Jesus has been baptized by John. In fact, the Gospel of John introduces to us the first week of the life and ministry of Jesus in chapter 1. Two-thirds of the Gospel of John are focused upon basically 2 weeks in the life and ministry of Jesus. The opening couple of chapters look at the first week of the life of Jesus' public ministry after he returns from the wilderness, having already been ordained and installed into ministry with the anointing of the Holy Spirit at his baptism, then tempted by Satan, and then returns at Bethany by the Jordan. And now all of these things are taking place in chapter 1 and leading on to chapter 2. And then the last part of the book of John is devoted to dealing with the last week of the life of Jesus. So almost two-thirds of the book of John is looking at the first and the last week of the life of Jesus. In the opening week, we have a situation in which John has been interrogated by the Pharisees and a delegation from Jerusalem. "Are you Elijah who was promised? Are you the teacher? Are you the prophet? Are you the Messiah?" And he says, "No, no, I have come to bear witness of him." Day 1, John the Baptist is interrogated. Day 2, the next day, as I just read, John the Baptist saw Jesus, and he then preaches a sermon. He then does what he is called to do. He bears witness of the Lamb of God, and he says, "This is the Lamb of God." What is the Lamb of God come to do? To take away the sin of the world. And then he says, "Not only is he the Lamb of God, this is the one that I said, the one that comes after me, ranks higher than me because he was before me." In other words, he is eternal. This is the Son of God. And then he says, "And I didn't know him until the baptism, because the Spirit of God fell upon him, even as prophesied, and I had been instructed that I would see the Spirit of God descend upon him, and I did." The Holy Spirit was poured out upon Jesus to affirm that this is the Son of God, who is the Lamb of God, who has come to take away the sin of the world. So this great Lamb of God has now here, and John does his job. He bears witness of him. And so it is with us. God's called us to bear witness of Jesus Christ. Maybe this day is the day that you can tell people, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, he's come to take away the sin of the world. You put your trust in him, your sins are gone. You are now free from guilt, and the power of God will rest upon you by the power of the Spirit of God in you. The grass withers and the flower fades. The Word of God abides forever. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app.
from your app store.